Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. The website at the university is weather.utexas.edu. It's Friday. It's the 29th day of April, 2022. Here are my audio weather thoughts as we move through the next 7 days. A warm and humid weather pattern across the area. Gulf of Mexico open for business with a south to southeasterly surface wind. High pressure off to the east and low pressure off to the west and northwest. There's actually a series of fronts off to the northwest, which will make some headway into the state of Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas today as it moves southward. That's going to kick off a pretty good outbreak of severe thunderstorms north of the Red River today. But that front is going to stay to the north. Again, it may get somewhat maybe down as far south as I-20. Back down into parts of northwest Texas, but that's about it. The front over the weekend should stay well to our northwest. Could it trigger maybe a shower or thunderstorm that would progress a little further to the southeast? Actually, our best chance of rain over the coming days will come out of the morning low cloud, just a little bit of light rain or drizzle, much as we've seen this morning and we saw yesterday morning as well, may continue on into the weekend. Now, that first series of fronts will try to make a stab at Texas again into the weekend, but I just don't see much change in our overall weather pattern around here until another front tries to move south sometime late Sunday into Sunday night and early Monday. That would give us our next chance of a shower or thunderstorm, but again, a pretty slim chance. Once we go into the early part of next week, we'll see another front try to progress southward on Tuesday. That one may get a little bit closer. One Thursday, though, will probably come through the area. If you believe the guidance, it looks like that front will come as far south as the I-35 corridor sometime midday Thursday, and then on toward the coast, maybe by early Friday. If that occurs, we'll see our best chance of showers and thunderstorms out there at days number probably 6 and 7, so it'd be next Wednesday and Thursday for Austin and for South Central Texas as that front approaches and then moves through the area. Rainfall-wise, over the next 7 days, I think the National Weather Service has pretty good handle on that, probably a quarter to one-half inch of rainfall, but I will tell you that I think that best chance of rain comes out there at about next Wednesday night on into Thursday. That the morning stuff's not going to amount to very much, mainly trace rainfall amounts like we've seen in parts of the Austin area this morning. Those are my audio weather thoughts as we head through our Friday and head into your weekend. I'll update my 7-day forecast and my audio weather thoughts again on Monday morning. I'll take the weekend off. I hope you have a great Friday and a safe weekend.